Guys, I picked my head up on Friday last week, and I came to the realization that we have interviewed over 100, 7, 8, 9, 10 figure entrepreneurs on this show.
Welcome to the Action Academy Podcast.
Stand back while I celebrate freedom.
The show where we help you achieve financial independence with the mindsets, methods, and actionable steps from guests who've already earned their freedom.
The flags of freedom fly.
Choose to do what you want.
What you want.
With who you want.
With who you want.
When you want.
When you want.
With another episode today. Now, here's your host, Brian Lubin.
What's up, everyone? This is your host, as always, Brian Lubin, bringing you the mindsets, the methods, and the actionable steps for over 100 hours of interviews on this podcast. Guys, I picked my head up on Friday last week, and I came to the realization that we have interviewed over 100, 7, 8, 9, 10 figure entrepreneurs on this show. In-depth interviews on this show. So now, if we stop today, and I did not record a single other episode for this show, I believe wholeheartedly that this free resource will provide more value in education than a four-year bachelor's degree plus a top business school MBA combined. So I want to say thank you to all of you for sticking this out with me and growing with me as we've done this, because now we've created this insane resource together. And one of the best ways that we grow is by you guys sharing this on your social medias, to your friends. So sincerely, thank you to everyone that has shared an episode, posted an episode, rated and reviewed. I sincerely appreciate it. And as a thank you, today, what we have done is I have combed through all of the interviews and I have looked for repeating quotes, patterns, systems, and processes that I can compile for all of you guys in kind of a best of episode. So today's going to be the best advice under the categories of health, wealth, and happiness slash wisdom. So I'm going to bring you guys 10 quotes or best practices in just about each category that you can apply today in your life to be a little bit better than you were yesterday. Let's get it. All right. Category number one, health. So I'm leading this off with one of the best quotes I've heard in my entire life. And David Osborne said this to me: a healthy man wants 1,000 things. A sick man just wants one thing. To be healthy. Make this your priority. Number two, business is hard enough as it is. If you aren't operating at 100% with a healthy body and clear mind, you'll lose to the guy that did make it a focus. Number three, daily morning routines have been a consistent commonality throughout all the interviews. Most involve 15 minutes of direct sunlight, some type of walking, and some type of stillness practice, whether that be journaling or meditation, normally 15 minutes plus. Number four, most guests on the show exercise 3 to 4 times a week on average. This is a combination of the gym, weightlifting, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, that's been sticking up over and over again, walking, biking, yoga, etc. Number five, hot and cold exposure. So a lot of the guests are insanely into sauna and ice bath slash ice plunges. You can check out Dave Asprey, Wim Hof on some of this stuff. Very interesting. And so what they've done is they go into the sauna, they get super hot, sweat, and then they jump into a cold plunge. So a lot of them do that. Number six is Brazilian jiu-jitsu again. It keeps popping up over and over again throughout all these entrepreneurs. And my hypothesis is that it's because it is mentally stimulating as well. It's like a physical chess match. And I also heard an interview of Mark Zuckerberg on Rogan's podcast. And he was talking about how when he does Brazilian jiu-jitsu, it's the one thing that forces him to focus on just that. So it's the only thing that distracts him from everything else. Number seven, a lot of the guests are into biohacking, which is essentially the process of aging backwards. This is going to be Dave Asprey and David Sinclair's worlds, where they're doing like the metformin, they're doing the NMN, all that different type of stuff. I'm not really well versed on it, so I can't really tell you guys about it, but Dave Asprey and David Sinclair are great resources on this, and they also talk about it in Tony Robbins' new book, Life Force. So eight, walking. Plain and simple, not sexy. The majority of guests bake an outdoor walk into their morning or evening routine at least 15 to 20 minutes a day. That's how they get their direct sunlight exposure. Number nine, diets vary across all the guests. Some are vegan, some are carnivore, some are a mixture of the two. But the only constant is consistency. So they are all very consistent and regimented with some type of diet. I don't think the specific one matters, but more so the consistency of action. Number 10, a lot of the guests have either given up alcohol completely or they severely limit it, because none of them said that it was a problem per se, but if they were having a glass of wine every single night, it just was a snowball effect that compounded over time, so they just decided just to cut it out completely. So those are the top tips on health. Now we are going to get into the top tips on wealth. Number 1, play a team sport. Building solo skills gets you to 6 figures, maybe 7, if you are a super high-performing sales rep or something like that. Building team skills, which would be hiring, firing, delegation, building systems, leadership, that's what gets you to 8 figures plus. That leads to number 2, which is 6 and 7 figure levels are more so investors. 8 figure levels and above are more so business owners. So those are the 2 key differentiations. So same as number 1. Number 3, play the compound games of leverage. You can leverage content, capital, and community. Number 4, hire and surround yourself with people smarter than you. If everyone you hire learns from you, then your business growth is limited to the ceiling of your own individual talent and intelligence. This is not a compound game to play. This is where you're going to cap yourself. Number 5, wealth is built slowly in the crock pot. Avoid fast microwave money. Delay gratification for as long as possible. That is from Matt Aitchison. Number 6, hire the coach. Hire the mentor. Your most valuable resource is your time. The $100 million plus guys have multiple 6 to 7 figure a year coaches that they pay annually still at that level. The faster you guys get this, the better your life's going to be. Number 7, cash flow is a defensive game. It keeps you alive enough in the game to grow equity without panic selling in downturns. Number 8 is one of my favorite ones, and this is from David Osborne again. I do, we do, they do. Build the business, operate it with others, delegate it, leave. Repeat the process for the rest of your life. This is how you grow $100 million plus wealth. Number 9, don't reinvent the wheel. There are millions of people who have built systems. Build your own thing inside of their framework. Number 10, this one's important. Stop waiting for confidence to take action in business. The action taking is what builds the confidence. Woo! All right, we are coming out hot. Now, top 10 tips on wisdom and happiness. Number 1, there is no mountaintop. Learn to enjoy climbing or else you will always remain disappointed at every single summit. And that's in quotations. Number 2, the fastest way to get what you want is helping other people get what they want at scale, which is this podcast. Sup, guys? Number 3, the quality of your life is determined by the quality of the questions that you ask continuously. Number 4, only take advice from those that have done what you want to do or are where you want to be. If you want to be a 1% type of life, you cannot listen to the 99%. That is a difficult one to get under your skin. So it took me a while to figure that one out. Number 5, all the systems you find to be normal were created out of thin air by people in the past that are no smarter than you. This includes, but is not limited to, the 40-hour work week, weekends, and retirement at 65 years old. Somebody in the past just randomly came up with these things. Now we just stick to them. But the people that came up with them are no smarter than you and I. Number 6, life comes at you in waves. Happy, sad, good, and bad. Learn how to surf. That's a good one. Number 7, don't play the comparison game. It's a game that you will never win. Woo, also a good one. Number 8, this one's good. People aren't thinking about you. Stop taking their opinions into account for why you aren't trying something or why you're buying that bigger house. They're not even thinking about you. People are only thinking about them and their self-interest. When you pull up in that Ferrari, they're not thinking about how cool you are in the Ferrari. They're thinking about how cool they would look getting in your Ferrari. That's it. Number 9, success is a game of subtraction, not addition. Spend energy removing self-doubt, fears, limiting beliefs, false narratives, instead of constantly trying to add the new skill, in quotation marks. Finally, number 10, happiness is not a destination, it's a journey. If your goal is to be happy, that means that happiness is somewhere else away from you and away from where you currently stand. Simply choose happiness each and every day. And since that's the last tip, I want to add on top of that, because that is something that I'm dealing with right now. So no matter what stage of life you're at, if you're worth $100 million or if you are in Lisbon, Portugal, recording a podcast, which is me right now, things are going to happen to you. Things are going to happen in your life. Things are going to happen with your family. Things are going to happen in your personal life. And it is difficult no matter where you are. That's a guarantee of life, is that it's never going to stop. So I've had some stuff going on in my personal life, my family life, and it's been upsetting. But here's the thing. It all goes back to the book, The Gap and the Gain, to where you become what you focus on. So I'm not saying to ignore things. I'm not saying to put them away or not feel the emotions that happen whenever you have problems with your family or problems in your personal life. What I'm saying is think about the good. Focus on the gratitude. Live in the gain, not the gap. And that is a muscle that needs to be worked. And what will happen is when bad things happen, you will go from that ruining your week, then eventually down to that ruining just your day. And then maybe it just ruins your hour. And then maybe it ruins 5 minutes. So that's a muscle that I'm actively flexing and working right now. So wanted to give that to you guys as a reminder that no matter what paradise you think anybody's in, there's always going to be stuff that goes on. So there's my bonus advice. Live in the gain, not the gap. It's a conscious choice and decision every single day. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode along with the first 100 episodes of this podcast. I'm so excited for the next 100 episodes. If you guys enjoyed this, I will talk to you tomorrow, and I have a message for you here. Hey, real quick, if you're still listening to today's episode, I'm assuming you got value from it, so I need your help specifically. My 2-year vision with this show is to help over 1 million people do what they want, when they want, with who they want, and I can only do that with your help. There are 2 main ways that a podcast grows. One is through ratings and reviews, and the other is word of mouth. If you could please leave me a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as send this to 1 or 2 friends that you think would get value from it, we can reach the people that we're looking to reach. Thanks in advance. Talk tomorrow.